Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Here are your hosts, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we're talking this morning with Pam Johnson-Bennett, who is a certified cat behavior consultant. She is the author of 10 different books regarding cats and cat behaviors. She has starred in a television show in the UK and Canada. And Pam, I want to talk about, I believe, your most recent book, Cat versus Cat. Why did you feel it was so important to put out a book that dealt with the issue of multiple cats? Is there a lot that goes into that consideration that people maybe should think about?
Oh my gosh, yes. The first Cat versus Cat I wrote several years ago, and so this new one that came out this past fall is an updated, expanded version of it, and I've put a lot of new information in. But what I found is when you have one cat, everything belongs to that cat. That cat doesn't have to worry. Litter box is always there, food, never. Everything's mine, basically. When you add another cat, you have the issue of, oh my gosh, my resources, are they in danger? And a lot of times people don't do the correct introduction because we tend to think more like dogs than cats, and we tend to rush and think, okay, they'll be friends right away, and then it doesn't happen. And so when you have more than one cat, whether it's two cats or whether you have 10 cats or more, you have to take into consideration they all need personal space. Doesn't mean everyone wants to share, and it means you have to situate resources differently and change the number of resources. So that's why I wrote the book, because it really can make a difference in whether you have one big happy cat family or whether they're feuding felines forever. And stress is not friendly to cats. Stress can really lead to a lot of physical problems, and we don't want to add a second cat thinking we're giving him a friend and life is going to be better for him, only to find out that we've shortened his life because we've made two cats stressful now. And that's why I wrote the book.
And is there any value in considering, if you're thinking of two cats, for instance, getting them at the same or similar time or the same age or different ages? Or what are the thought processes that would one want to go through in thinking, okay, I think I want cats, plural. How do I get to that point and have an appropriate environment?
Well, if you're getting your first cat, it's always better to get two, because I promise you, once you get a cat, you're going to fall in love and you're going to want a second one. And it's so much easier to start with two because everything's kind of neutral. If you are going to a shelter, you may be able to find bonded pairs. You may be able to find a couple cats who already either came from a home together or they're in a multi-cat cat room and these two are really bonded. If you're thinking of a kitten, oh my gosh, get two, because kittens learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And that can really help as you're going through the growing process. So yes, it's much easier to start with two. That said, if you have one cat and you're thinking of getting a second one, don't be afraid. Just do the correct introduction. And that involves, and I map it all out step by step in the book, but basically what it comes down to is giving the cats a reason to like each other and doing the introduction gradually. Because even though cats are social animals, that social structure is built around the availability of resources. So you have to make sure your resident cat does not feel as if this intruder has come in and is going to threaten everything he has. And you also have to realize the newcomer is in totally unfamiliar surroundings, doesn't know you yet, and then has this other cat to deal with. So you take the time to do a very gradual, positive introduction. And it's worth the extra time and effort to do that because you'll stand a much better chance of them becoming lifelong friends.
And you probably have in the book, probably in more detail, and things that we can't get into in the show, techniques or approaches of how to deal with the food, how to deal with the toys, those right. type of
I
things,
go through
right?
everything, how the right. litter box may have to be set up, how to do the introduction, when to go on to the next step, things to watch for, but also things you can tweak in the environment that can help. Let's say you have multiple cats already. You know, you're listening to the show and thinking, oh, I've had cats for 5 years. They've never gotten along. It's not too late. In the book, I talk about how to kind of fix relationships that seem to be broken. It's not too late. The point is, don't keep going down the road you're going on. If they don't get along now, don't keep doing what you're doing. It's time for a change. And there are techniques to use.
Now, what about the difference in sexes and bringing multiple cats into a family? Are there things you want to think about? If you have a female, would it be better to get the opposite sex, the same sex? If you have a male, is it better? Do you get the same sex, opposite sex? Give a perspective on that.
I go by personality more than the sex of the cat. Try to match complementary personalities. For example, if you have a cat who is just a lap cat, a marshmallow, just is basically Velcro kitty to you, you don't want to get a cat who is another Velcro kitty, because then they might compete. But you also don't want to get, you know, if you have a cat who's just really laid back and loves to chill in the sun, you don't want to get a cat who's so revved up and is just constantly going to want to annoy this cat. So you try to stay away from the opposite ends of the scale and go toward complementary personalities. I do that. I recommend that more than if you have a female, get a male, because it really does come down to how are these personalities going to blend.
So, you got to think of their horoscope, if you will.
Right, their personality horoscope.
Their personality horoscope.
Another thing that I caution people against, a lot of times people who have older cats, you know, senior or geriatric cats, think, well, I'm going to get a kitten because that'll help give new life to this older cat. And then also, you know, maybe if the cat's going to pass away in a year, we'll already have a cat. I advise against that because the kitten is so revved up and you don't want to add any more stress to a senior or a geriatric cat. So just make sure that you are being responsible to your immediate resident cat. Is the addition of another cat going to be beneficial to the cat you have now, or will this shorten his life or become extremely stressful? So don't do an impulsive decision if you already have a cat or two at home. Make sure you've really thought about, will this be beneficial to my cats?
I got a case study that my case study is always in front of me on my bed in the mornings. I have an older male cat. His name is George. And then I have Trudy, who is a younger female. And it's always, I just think cat behavior is so fun to watch and explore. But there's a scenario that unfolds because I'm petting one, then I'm petting the other. And then George likes to go over and start licking Trudy. And that seems to work out. It almost seems like they're flattering each other, or he's flattering her. But then all of a sudden she'll turn around and kind of, she doesn't do it for me, but for him, if he's licking and getting friendly, she half the times will turn around and chase him off or bat him or act like, hey, get away from me.
What we interpret, you know, the licking behavior, that can be an affiliative behavior. It can be something bonded cats do. So they like to share scent. That's important out in the colony for recognition. But sometimes it's not an affectionate behavior. It's more of an anxious behavior. That cat who's doing the licking might be trying to stimulate, you know, hey, I want to play, or hey, I'm not quite sure I want you on the bed with me. And also it can be a missed cue. You know, just because one cat is licking another cat doesn't mean the cat who's being licked wants that right now.
Yeah.
And so what I would recommend is when you see that behavior happening and you know there's a window of opportunity, like maybe he can lick like about 5 or 6 times and then you start to see, you know, Trudy get irritated, interrupt the behavior before it's a negative to keep that relationship positive. Maybe that's where you say, hey guys, you know, let's play a game, you know, and you have a Mylar crinkle ball, you know, in your nightstand or something that you're ready to toss to distract them. So I'm really big on when you see something starting to build, interrupt it well before it actually becomes an unwanted behavior, and that way you keep the cats ending each session together on a positive, so that you're not doing damage control, you're doing preventive behavior, you know, help. And that's how I work.
Well, thank you.
We're speaking this morning with Pam Johnson Bennett, who is a certified cat behavior consultant. And Pam, we need to take another quick break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about this past year and how your cat behavior consulting has changed with a COVID environment. So we'll have that conversation right here on 1320 WILS.